This is Akashwani. The news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Russia beginning today to attend the 16th Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa BRICS summit in Kazan. The summit is themed on strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. Speaking to Akashwani correspondent in Kazan, India's ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, said the summit will provide an important platform for leaders to discuss key global issues. It will also assess the progress of initiatives launched by BRICS. Mr. Kumar said Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
They will certainly discuss all various issues of bilateral and multilateral cooperation that they had touched upon during the visit of Prime Minister to Moscow in July. Some more are likely to take place, which we are working on.
Briefing reporters in New Delhi on Prime Minister's visit to Russia, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, India is a founding member of BRICS and has participated in all of its activities, initiatives and engagements since its inception. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 5th National Water Awards 2023 in New Delhi today. Union Jal Shakti Ministry has announced 38 winners in 9 categories. This include Best State, Best District, Best Village Panchayat, Best Urban Local Body, Best Water User Association and Best Civil Society. More from our correspondent.
In the category of Best State, the first prize has been conferred upon Odisha, with Uttar Pradesh securing the second position and Gujarat and Puducherry jointly securing the third position. The National Water Awards focus on the good works and efforts made by individuals and organizations across the country in attaining the government's vision of a Jal Samriddh Bharat. Each award winner will be conferred with a citation and a trophy as well as cash prizes in certain categories. The government has undertaken a comprehensive campaign to spread awareness about water management and water conservation on a national level. Dipendra Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The notification for the second phase of assembly elections will be issued today in Jharkhand. 38 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on 20th of November. 29th October is the last date of filing of nominations. Candidates can file their nominations from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Scrutiny of nominations will be done on 30th October. Last date for withdrawal of candidature is 1st November. Assembly elections in Jharkhand are being held in two phases. The second phase of polling will take place on 20th November, while the poll is for the first phase is on 13th November. Counting of votes will be taken up on 23rd of November. Congress has released its first list of 21 candidates for the Jharkhand Assembly polls. State Minister Rameshwar Urao will contest from Lohardaga Assembly seat, while Senior Party Leader Dr. Ajoy Kumar will fight from Jamshedpur East seat. Jharkhand Minister Dr. Irfan Ansari has been fielded from his sitting Jamthara Assembly constituency. The Congress Central Election Committee has cleared these names. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the 14th All India Civil Defence and Home Guards Conference at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. Mr. Shah, who is on a visit to Gujarat, will also attend the 60th Foundation Day of the National Dairy Development Board, NDDB, in Anand. The minister will also launch 3 new projects of NDDB on the occasion. The two-day national-level Amravati Drone Summit 2024 will begin today in Andhra Pradesh capital Amravati. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and Union Minister for Civil Aviation K. Ram Mohan Naidu will participate in the inaugural function. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has approved the creation of Chief General Manager post, CGM, below board level in 5 more nationalized banks. The Finance Ministry said these banks include Bank of Maharashtra, Central Bank of India, Indian Overseas Bank, Punjab and Sindh Bank and UCO Bank. The Finance Minister has also approved an increase in the existing number of CGMs in the banks that already have the posts. Indian women's cricket team skipper Harmanpreet Kaur has been named the ICC Women's T20 World Cup 2024 team of the tournament. She is the only player from India in the 12-member squad announced by the ICC. And that is the end of this news bulletin.